Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus. We're diving into something super important today, how to actually get stuff done when your brain feels like a pinball machine on overdrive. Ever feel like there are a million things vying for your attention? You've got emails piling up, that project deadline looming, and suddenly you're researching the history of rubber ducks because, well, why not? I know that feeling all too well. That's why we're tackling task prioritization today. Because let's be real, sometimes figuring out what needs doing first feels like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube while juggling flaming torches. Which, if you ask me, sounds like a fun party trick but not exactly conducive to productivity. Now, I'm not promising this will make your brain suddenly function like a Swiss watch, because that'd be pretty magical, and let's face it, unrealistic. But trust me, these tips can seriously help you regain control and actually get things done. So buckle up. Grab your favorite beverage, caffeine-fueled or otherwise, and let's dive in. First up, let's talk about that inner chaos monster. I call it the ADHD brainstorm. It's that whirlwind of thoughts, distractions, and unfinished projects swirling around in your head. To calm this storm a bit, we need to bring some structure. Think of yourself as a conductor leading an orchestra, because who doesn't love a good metaphor? You need a system, a plan. Something to keep those musical notes, I mean, tasks, organized and flowing smoothly. Here's where tools like to-do lists and planners come in handy. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you need to become Marie Kondo obsessed with bullet journals, though if that works for you, rock on. Find a system that feels natural and manageable. Maybe it's a simple notepad, a digital app, or even just mentally grouping tasks by category. The key is finding what helps you keep things straight. Speaking of what helps me, I'm a big fan of breaking down large tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. You know that project that feels like climbing Mount Everest? Break it down into mini hikes. Those tiny wins will give you a sense of accomplishment and keep you motivated. It's like eating an elephant, one bite at a time, right? Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Distractions. We all have them. Social media, emails, that neighbor who insists on having a casual chat, every time you step outside. My advice? Embrace the power of, do not disturb. Seriously, turn off those notifications, close unnecessary tabs, and create a distraction-free zone for focused work. Think of it as training your brain to say, nope, I'm busy conquering this task. You got this. One last tip. Don't be afraid to ask for help. We're not all superheroes, even though sometimes it feels like we have to be. If you're feeling overwhelmed or struggling to prioritize, reach out to a friend, family member, or therapist. Sometimes just talking things through can make a world of difference. Remember that feeling when you finally checked off that task you'd been putting off for ages? That sense of accomplishment, the boost in confidence? Those are the moments we strive for. And with these tips, you'll be able to create those moments more often and feel like the awesome, capable individual you truly are. Let me give you a quick example. Imagine you have a looming deadline for a big presentation, but your inbox is overflowing, there's laundry piling up, and suddenly that new season of your favorite show is calling your name, oh, the siren song. How do you tackle this? First, acknowledge the chaos monster. It's real, I feel you. Then, break down the presentation into smaller tasks, research, outline, create slides, practice. Schedule time blocks for each task and treat them like appointments you can't miss. Turn off those notifications and resist the urge to binge watch. We can be heroes later. You got this. So there you have it. A few practical tips to help you prioritize tasks effectively and conquer that ADHD brainstorm. Remember, consistency is key. Don't get discouraged if things don't always go perfectly. Just keep practicing, tweaking your system as needed, and celebrating those wins along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to prioritizing tasks? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's continue this conversation. And remember to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Your feedback helps others find their focus too. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.